Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halavas, Wednesday night, or Lebei Shvas, Tavshinayin Hay. So we're going over the Halacha of Shnei Mekav Echotargum. The Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to really do, well, the Mishnah Berurah's way of doing it is each Pasuk. Everybody's moida, no matter how you do it, you do Shnayim Mikra and then the Echot Targum. Although the Shar HaTziyun does say in one place that if you do Pasuk Targum Pasuk, you Yotze. But the way you're supposed to do it is Pasuk Pasuk Targum. Mishnah Berurah has doing it Pasuk by Pasuk. The Gra does each Parsha, meaning a Stuma or Psucha, each Parsha, Mikra, Mikra, Targum. And the Shlah is brought down, did the whole Sedra. Obviously, he did the whole Sedra at one sitting. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe there's no Raya from that. Okay. When you finish, you're supposed to end with a Pasuk in the Torah. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, you end up with a Pasuk in the Torah. So here also you end up with a Pasuk in the Torah. And this applies to every day, even if you do a little bit every day. But so when you stop, you end with a Pasuk in the Torah, not with a Pasuk in Targum. And you're supposed to do it with Trup. It's preferable to do it with the Ta'amim, if you can. Okay, we're in Shar HaBechina here, Shir number 3 in Shar HaBechina, Yilchavis Halvavis. He's in the Psicha of the Shar, the Hakdama. V'nomar t'chila ki tovos okel yisal al bruav v'men kololo says kulam, although they apply to everyone, everyone is the beneficiary of Hashem's kindness. Kmo shomar akosov tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol ma'asov. And everybody has the benefits that the Chavis Halvavos will be discussing in Shar HaBechina, whether it's the human body or it's the physics of the universe or gravity or anything that Hashem did, as he'll be explaining in Shar HaBechina. So that's pretty much universal. But Rubam Ke'ivrim, most people are like blind people. Mehakeiron umehoven godol ma'aloson. They don't walk around feeling grateful for things that they have. They know that they could see, for example. I'm aware that I could see. Maybe I even make a pekach ivrim in the morning. But to really feel grateful for the fact that you could see, that if you go to the blind museum, and maybe for the next half hour, you feel grateful that you could see. It probably lasts a half hour after that. So the question is, why don't people feel grateful? Why don't people appreciate how much they have? So he gives three reasons. There are three reasons that people do not appreciate the abundance of good that there is in the world, which he'll teach us how to become aware of it and make us aware of it in Shar HaBechina. Echad Mehem, number one. Now, number one, he really says two things. I'm not quite sure why he puts them as one. There's really four things. But anyway, he makes three things out of it. And number one is, Rov his askom binyon ha'olam v'ta'anugav. They're too busy. They're too preoccupied with everything they're doing and getting hanor from the world. So they don't feel grateful, right? If you give a kid an ice cream and he digs in and he's busy with it and he's enjoying it, so he doesn't. That's what he's busy with. His mind is occupied with his pleasure of it. He doesn't like focus at all on being grateful. So they're busy, they're preoccupied with their lives and with taking pleasure from the world. And also, this is all part of number one. This avosa mashalo yagiwe lov mimenu. They're busy. People are focused on what they don't have, not on what they do have. They want more. Okay, I want heat. You get heat, I want air conditioning. You get air conditioning, you want a car. You get a car, they're always looking for the next step. They're always focused on what, they're always busy. People have a tendency, says the Chavis Halvavos, to think about what they don't have yet. And then they get it, and then they focus on the next thing that they don't have yet. V'yisalmu, so they neglect, lehabit al tovos habore aleim, they don't look at what they have, they look at what they don't have. And they shalibam tolui ba'otzim ha'shehem akavim, their minds are, they're obsessed by what they want to have. L'malei ta'avosam, v'hashlamas mishalosam. So That's number one. It's two parts. One is that they're busy, so they don't think about that Hashem is doing this for them, and Hashem is doing this for them, and they can't take this for granted, and they have to really realize that this is a gift given to them. It's like if someone's busy with their children, so they don't feel grateful for their children. They don't know the next door to someone that doesn't have kids yet. You know, so they don't feel thankful. They're busy with their kids the whole day. Busy yelling at them, busy with, you know, whatever they're busy with. And then B of that is that, I have to think about it some more. I don't understand why he puts this in one category, but that's what he says. And B of number one is that they're focused on what they don't have. So that's number one. If only I had a good chavrus, I would learn. If only this, I would this. If only that, you know. After Pesach, I'll start learning. They're always either living in the past, the good old days, or they're living in the future, what it'll be. But they're not focused on the good that they have now, and that they have to live now, and they have to appreciate now, and they have to utilize now. Okay, we'll stop there. That's number one.